Hey guys, thank you for everyone who followed along for the rewatch. We are officially at the end of season three, if you can believe it or not.
Yeah, I can't believe it. How did we do this, Tom? We did three seasons already? Well, hopefully, thanks to our patrons and our listeners, we'll continue. If you haven't seen it yet, myself, Ryan, and Tom, we did a live watch through of the season three finale.
It was pretty fun.
Very sweaty, Ryan, over on our Patreon. So only Patreons can see this. So you got to join Patreon if you haven't. Patreon.com/Talkville. It supports the podcast. It really helps us. But honestly, Tom, we couldn't do this without them, without all you guys.
We wouldn't.
No. And as we head into season four, which will be premiering in a few weeks, by the way, Wednesday, January 17th, we wanted to recap season three. So that's what we're doing. All right, so what are you guys' general feelings for the second season of the show after getting through season three and heading into season four?
I mean, what I really liked about the podcast itself is that we had some really great guest appearances on the podcast. People would talk about their experiences on the show. We got Sam, Emmanuel, many other people. We had a lot of guest stars on the show itself, which was fun. And I look forward to like having even more in season four, because season four really starts to ramp up. But season three, I don't know, I just had a lot of fun. Like, I feel like season three is going to set up season four a lot. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Well, isn't it supposed to? Each season is supposed to set up the next season, for crying out loud. No, but sometimes you don't get that. You're like, wait a minute, we're off on some tangent. So I get that. But we had some great guest stars, and you know, we had great guests from the show like Alan Miles and Natalie, our makeup extraordinaire, and you know, John Glover, Schneider.
Schneidy.
It was great. The storylines, you know, Sam leaving the show, talking about that, Lionel dying. There's a lot of stuff. And, you know, breaking down the relationships. That love triangle is kind of like it's not as prevalent. It's not it's not as it doesn't make me want to gag as much.
Well, that's always good when that doesn't happen so much. You know what I really like season three is Lionel goes down this rabbit hole of dying and saving himself, which then leads into him being in prison where he says, I'm in a cage, Lex. I'm not dead. So he has to, there's a rebirth for him as well, which is really cool. I think, yeah, that's what season three sets up.
And there's rebirth. Some friction between Lex and Clark, and obviously Lex and Lionel. And, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. It's a little more than ambiguous now as it was in the first two seasons. So it's a little, you know, something's going on and what direction.
There's an edge.
Yeah. So it's exciting to see.
There's a Morgan edge.
Hey, I was waiting for it.
Morgan edge to it. Morgan edge when he has an Irish accent and everything. You can still hear it when he talks and all that stuff. Guys, it's time for the best of season three. Thank you, everyone who participated again. We had thousands of participants, and it's fun seeing where we all differ. And we certainly do differ, don't we? All right, here are the categories. Best fight scene.
Are you just reading the winner, or are you reading all the options?
No, the choices, right? The choices were for best fight scene were John on John action and legacy. Schneider and Glover going at it. Lex fighting himself in exile. Craziest school fight ever in the show Delete. Watch out for that tree in Talisman. Jonathan fights Clark in Phoenix. And Lana kicks ass in Extinction. And the winner is... Tom, why don't you give the winner?
The winner, with 45% of the votes, goes to Jonathan fights Clark in Phoenix. Runner-up was Craziest School Fight Ever of Delete.
Wow. Now it's time for the best guest appearance. First time... We got Rutger Hauer, Patrick Bergen, Jesse Metcalf, Michael McKeon, Ian Somerhalder. We got Sarah Carter. We got Gary Hudson, Adrian Palicki, Nathaniel Arcand, Amber Rothwell. And who was the winner, Tom?
The winner with 37% of the vote, Sarah Carter. Runner-up, Michael McKeon, Annette's husband.
I don't know if I completely agree with that. Best explosion, kryptonite bunker, resurrection, witness protection, backfired, covenant. Clark destroys Metropolis in exile. Clark saves classmates hereafter. Smallville movers, Phoenix, no rise home now. Talisman.
Winner with 35% of the vote. Witness protection backfired. Covenant. Runner-up, Clark saves classmates in hereafter.
I agree with that. That explosion was pretty dope, wasn't it?
Yep, that should have won for sure.
That should have won.
The Academy was good.
It definitely should have won for best explosion. the best sad moment, No More Hoops in Velocity, Walking Out of Party in Asylum, Lex's Vindication in Memoria, Jonathan Vulnerable in Legacy, Not Yet in Hereafter, Lana Crying, Whisper, What Have You Done, Memoria.
The winner with 33% of the vote, Lex's Vindication, Memoria. Not here to accept the award is Michael Rosenbaum, but here on his behalf is Bryce
Michael
Myers.
Ironside.
Michael Ironside. Michael Ironside. Runner-up, What Have You Done, Memoria. Next category, Most Confusing Moment.
No Mask Robbery, Exile, Lex the Pilot, Phoenix, Why Michael Wasn't Lucian.
Lachlan.
Is it Lachlan? Relic. MRI Plug, Magnetic, that was my favorite. Blind Hitching, Whisper. How Swan Got the Key, Legacy. Lana's Hair Change, Covenant.
Winner with 58% of the vote, How Swan Got the Key, Legacy. Runner-up, No Mask Robbery, Exile.
Best slow-mo scene.
Kryptonite Bullet, Extinction, Swordplay, Slumber, Car Crash, Shattered, Not the Cookies, Hereafter, Lead Blanket, Resurrection, Bullet in the Rain, Crisis, 360 Knife, Talisman, Splash Zone, Forsaken, Finale Godfather Moment, Covenant.
Oh, I like the Godfather Moment, but the winner is 27% of the vote, The Bullet in the Rain, Crisis. Runner-up, Kryptonite Bullet, Extinction.
I think that's bullshit.
A lot of bullet likers.
I think that's bullshit. I think the car crash and Shattered with Lex's look. That's what people voted?
Yeah.
Are you guys crazy?
A lot of people differed if 27% of the vote won it too.
Yeah, that means that they were wrong.
They like the bullet time.
Best Pete moment.
Lemon Pledge, Extinction. Holding Court, Whisper. No More, Sidekick Velocity. Bloody Brilliant, Velocity, 2-1. Pete Snaps, Talisman. Saying Goodbye, Forsaken.
Winner, with 38% of the vote, Saying Goodbye, Forsaken. Runner-up, Lemon Pledge, Extinction.
You know what voice I'm doing?
What?
Squid Game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Next player is eliminated.
There's a new show on Netflix.
I love it. I've seen it all except the last episode. It comes out tonight. It's insane, dude. You got to watch it. Did you see Squid Game?
No.
Watch Squid Game and then watch this reality challenge.
Watch Squid Game. Dude, you'll love Squid it.
I always give you good references. All right.
That's true.
Most Crazy Death.
Smushed. Whisper. Fast and Fatal. Velocity. Car Zapped. Covenant. Pencil Erased. Delete. Julian. Memorial. That was sad. Ricocheted. Relic. Bad. Spotter. Asylum. Stealing Hearts. Forsaken.
Winner with 26% of the vote, Julian, Memoria. Runner-up, Pencil-Eared, Delete. Best Go Away So Clark Can Save the Day moment.
Meet Me Outside, Magnetic. Lana, KO, Number One, Obsession. Hostages Release, Resurrection. Chloe, KO, Truth. Lionel, Blindfolded, Talisman. That was a good one. Lana, KO, Number Two, Forsaken.
Winner, with 29% of the vote, Lionel, Blindfolded, Talisman. Runner-up, Lana, KO'd, Number One, Obsession.
That's funny.
Best Smooch.
60 Smoochin' in Relic. Pete Out of Nowhere, Truth, Hot and Heavy Obsession, Reunited Exile, Kara Kisses Covenant, Lana Pumps the Brakes in Legacy.
Winner, with 43% of the vote, Hot and Heavy Obsession. Runner-up, 60s Smoochin' Relic. All right. Well, there you go. We're tallying up the scores now of all the roses combined in the season, the averages. And here we go. Tom is in first place. Well, he's not in first. He gave the highest score average, which was 1.21 roses. Second was me and Ryan. We tied at 0.86 roses.
That's weird.
Wow. The average wasn't even a rose. And patrons averaged almost 1.5 roses, 1.41. And that's why, thanks to you, the show is such a success, because you guys like the show. It's not that we didn't. This season, there were 6 bombs given out and 12 heaters, including a stretch where Tom gave out 4 in a row. The highs and lows of season 3. So, Tom, your high was 2.5 roses, Memoria, Covenant, Legacy, and Asylum. Low, Heater, Magnetic, Whisper, Delete, Hereafter, and Velocity, Resurrection, and Truth. Michael High was a 2.5 rose in Memoria, Perry, and Covenant. And the low was a 1.5 bombs in Delete.
I didn't have Perry in mind, but you had yours. That's cool.
I like Perry. Ryan, high, 2 roses in Memoria, Shattered, Exile, Perry, and Covenant. Low, 1 bomb, Resurrection. Patrons high was 2.7 Memoria. And their low was 0.2 roses in Magnetic. They never gave it a heater or a bomb. Death and save count. Season 1, 30 dead, 35 saved. Season 2, 28 dead, 34 saved. Season 3, 33 dead, 33 saved. Series 91 dead, 102 saved. An average of 1.4 people dead and 1.5 saved every episode.
In Season 3, the dead and saved are equal.
Well, look at this. It's time for Ryan's favorite scene. Ryan's favorite scene of Season 3.
Damn it.
You barely won.
Michael 4, Tom 3, tied 10 times, nobody got it 5 times. Season 2 was Michael 6, Tom 5, tied 6, nobody 5. Season 1, Michael 8, Tom 3, tied 5, nobody 4. Total, Michael Tom 11, Michael 19, Tom 11, tied 22, nobody 14.
Jesus, that must be the worst stats to listen to. You're just
no way, man. Not if you're a winner.
I mean, that's so confusing. I had trouble following that.
Guys,
plus, I didn't win.
This has been a blast. This is actually really fun. I was like, oh, I was dreading this, but this is actually really fun. Bryce, full credit to you for putting this all together, keeping this show together. You're the bones, man. The bricks, the mortar, all of it. We can't thank you enough. Give it up for Bryce, everybody.
Thank you. And you can. And by the way, if you want to call in, call Michael's cell phone at 213-538-2883.
That's it, folks. We've had a lot of fun. A lot of people ask if they're excited for us to get into Season 4. And yes, we are. We're excited. I hope you're excited. If you want the questions asked live on the show, start calling the hotline. Like Tom said, 213-538-2883. It's not my phone number. Just mention the episode in reference and whatever question you have. And if you want to know which episode we're getting ready to record, you can ask ahead of time. Just go to talkvillepodcast.com/hotline. All right. Before we leave, here are a few highlights from our time in Season 3. Tom, it's been an absolute joy. Bryce, all my love. Always hold on to Smallville. Let the highlights begin. Talkville is brought to you by Factor. I love Factor. I spent so much money, Tom, going to the grocery store and then making meals and spending so much time, and then the ingredients get wasted and you don't even cook them or delivery services and paying so much money. Factor meals, you will absolutely love. These meals are made in 2 minutes. They're delicious. There's 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. You'll always have new flavors to explore. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? I mean, this stuff is just great. It comes to your door, you put it in the fridge, and you cook it when you want to. You're going to save so much money, and you're going to have great meals.
I enjoy going to eat it.
Yeah.
Does that sound weird?
It doesn't. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Help meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. No matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon.
Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up.
Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced.
Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. Head to factormeals.com/talkville50 and use code talkville50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code talkville50 at factormeals.com/talkville50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Welcome back to Talkville. Oh my gosh.
We're ready. We're filming. We're recording. We're doing it.
It felt like a different show, like you're in Metropolis.
You show the arm going through and you see the destruction on the elevator wall as it's I'm not gonna use my hand to show you.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't.
Yeah. He didn't disinfect them.
Yeah. But he wouldn't die. Clark wouldn't die from a disease, right? It's the kryptonite that kills him, not syphilis or whatever the hell you get from a who cares? Do you care? I didn't care.
No.
I thought that Lana scene was just Boar State University.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because Chloe's... Here we go. Just listen for one goddamn second.
The way he was driving with the map, it reminded me of like times when I would have to find locations that we were shooting at.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd just be like, where is this? I know I'm close.
In where LA, do you remember what it was called?
What?
Thomas Guide.
Thomas Guide.
Oh, the maps?
Yeah, the Thomas Guide.
I had one.
It's a reference.
Object as a reference. It's nice that you have props. So now you're turning into a nerd like me. Nerd no. Tom.
It's just going to be the rest of this episode like Carrot Top.
Yep.
Tom's just going to have a prop for every comment.
Or Gallagher. What do you mean what I do with it? You're right fucking
here. Well, usually, cool. You know, when you're at the high school dance and Clark does that, cool. There's a little bit of wind that hits Chloe's hair.
Yeah.
I didn't see Lex's hair move at all.
How dare you? How dare you? He believes Sagith is the hero of the story.
Here's the thing.
In other words, he is the hero.
When story, I was watching the episode, I didn't catch Sagith. It sounded to me that like that what you said at the end of the episode, I had to rewind it for myself. This is me being an idiot. So did it ever occur to you that the hero of the story is Keith? That's what I heard.
It's like, who's Keith?
It's like, who?
Sagith.
Hold on.
I was talking about something. I go, yeah, what was that movie with Kit Beckinsale? And they're like, what? Kit Beckinsale, I think I called her.
Kate Beckinsale.
Old Kit Beckinsale. Way off the weed, folks. Did you have any doubt that he was behind it all?
No, like the second he showed up like to comfort the guy.
He's
the
freak.
Like,
he's the guy.
That guy is too hot to not be in the rest of this episode.
He's too hot to not.
I never ran cross country, but what a great coaching job. You get everybody together. You go, all right, here's the deal. For the next hour and a half, you're going to start here. You're going to go that way. And I'll see you when you get back.
Yeah. Hey, I've got nothing.
That's true.
Hey, John, you could run a little faster on that last 40. Thanks, coach. Great. I'm going to go back to tweeting. Clark cuts a line to the engine, causing Pete to slow down, oil to leak on the road, and Dante to flip his car several times over and die. First Clark manslaughter.
There is nothing more badass than walking to a nightclub with a black short sleeve collared shirt. Did you see that outfit?
I didn't really notice that.
Oh my God.
But what it's I did like, notice is your sideburns.
Oh, the burns were.
What was
the
sideburns, dude? Oh, George Burns over here. Brent
yeah,
Burns.
Yeah, we shot in Canada.
That wasn't the chili. That was Tom.
No, that was the chili. That was me.
That was you? I thought it was Tom. I always blame Tom for putting chili in my toilet. It was you?
So I remember going to Natalie going, that's it. You said some smart ass comment in the makeup trailer. And I was like, that's it. I need to do something about this and put a stop to his life. I need a little hiccup in Michael's little rampage of funny jokes and crap and whatever. So I'm like, what should I do? And so I went to props and I said, can you make me something that looks like diarrhea?
Oh my God.
And they're like, what's it for? And I said, it's for Michael. And they're like, when do you need it? And first thing Monday morning before he gets to set.
You are the
or before
prankster.
He gets to work. And so anyways, they have stuff ready for me. Chris Lammer was in on it. And
of
it
course.
Went like you feared I got an egg, like a boiled egg from Crafty. Went into your trailer, mashed it up, put it behind the toilet, put the chili in the toilet, then had Lammer take photos of me on the toilet with my curlers, which were
this
sent
is what
to
I
you.
Dealt with. This is what I dealt with. She was like, I remember, and it all makes sense now. You were the biggest prankster ever on Smallville. You.
Did he not have time to like go home and cut holes in a beanie? Like, is it just, oh, I forgot about the robbery today.
Donald
I
gotta, Duck mask.
I got to go to TJ Maxx and get a stocking.
You know what I would have liked is if, as soon as he pulled it over his face, if he just like somehow enjoyed the feeling a little bit.
Jesus.
Like, oh, I'm back.
Maybe
I'm back
if he grabbed the stocking and smelled it first.
Yeah. I kind of remember that day. I think I remember you saying Cabal, and I remember being like, what is that? And you're like, I don't know. And like somebody had to tell, you're like, I don't know what it is. I'm just saying it.
I mean, you know, I'm not adept so much. And I mean, I can throw out some big words here and there, but there's some words I don't know, like porker. Porker?
Parkour.
Parkour. I know what it is now. They jump from building to building without any kind of suspension or like harness or whatever. And they just, I hate that.
I completely ripped off John Glover. Like, I went back and I looked at John Glover stuff to see how he was doing blind. And what I came, it inspired me to kind of come around to what playing blind means. You really have to use your ears, because even with the glasses off or on, your eyes are going, you can't see obviously, but your eyes are going away from almost what you're listening to because you're trying to get your ear closer. And that's kind of what I try to do here. And you know, this scene with Jonathan and Martha, I really tried to play the upbeat, like, it's okay, I just have to get used to it. And John, I remember John Schneider being like, it's interesting you're not upset.
I want to see if you guys remember this, because I remember specifically. I quote a movie. It wasn't written. I added lines when he throws the fire to the ground. I get really upset. And I say something.
That's great. That's great. That's just great.
That's exactly.
Is that from Jaws?
Jaws.
Yeah.
I go, that's great. That's just great. That's exactly what Roy Scheider does in Jaws. He goes, that's great. That's just. And I told the crew, I'm like, I'm doing this. And they kept it. It was my little homage to one of my favorite movies.
There's a quick thing that happens at the beginning of this scene where you see Clark on the gurney. And you notice my legs aren't straight. And that's because I did done something to my back and it was uncomfortable. And I remember laying on the gurney and being like, I'm not going to lay straight. It looks boring. So I pulled my knee up. I'm like, does this look all right? And they're like, yeah, we don't care. Like, I thought I was like,
you really remember doing something that though.
And they're like, we don't care. Roll the cameras.
You remember the little things.
Being in that tank was fucking horrible. Excuse my F-bomb. And I think we were tired of screwing around, and the big crane camera shot was taking forever, whatever. And so Steve Wardrobe and I thought it'd be funny that because it's Clark naked, and I don't know if it was his idea or mine, but we did it, and we took some tube socks and we put it in my crotch. And so when they came down on Clark in his little skivvies, he was very alien-esque, if you know what I mean.
A significant bulge.
It took so long to get the shot that you had to use it, because it was like, but I remember that being like, I'm like, oh,
I remember also, I think there's an executive on set and they came up and said, have you seen his bulge? I said, what are you talking about? Have you seen the bulge? It's not real. So it's like, what?
Oh my God. By the way, I didn't know the Mockingbird song entirely. So I had to like, and if that Mockingbird don't, what the fuck is it? Diamond ring. All right. I knew the diamond ring part.
It actually went on longer than I thought. You sang like two verses.
Yeah,
I've
never
it was even
like,
heard
come
before.
On, man, enough. I couldn't believe they went on that long.
There's nothing in that room. And as an actor, you use your space. And when there's no space, you have to like go into a different gear. And that's what I saw happening here. Like, there's no chair. There's no bar to go get a drink. There's no distractions. And you're just in there together.
Watching this, I kept thinking, all right, how's Tom going to play this? Is he going to be a little nervous about Christopher Reeve, or is it going to be, you know, is he going to tiptoe? Is he? And you were so confident and so adamant and so in your character that whatever you did, it just was believable, and you looked upset. And I really enjoyed this moment with you guys. I was like, Tom's fucking holding his ground here.
Well, it's a great example of being in a scene with an actor when you're both there together.
Yeah.
You know? You're both in it together. There's nothing else. And there's such freedom in that to explore the emotion of what you're going through. I thank you for saying that. It means a lot. You saying that, but I to not to sound whatever. I saw it too. Like, there's
you
focus
should.
There.
It was powerful, yeah. And it was it was motivated, and it was you made a choice and you stuck with it. And it wasn't like you were tiptoeing around trying to figure it out or read the lines a certain way, or you were in that moment. You were in that scene. And I felt that. So cool.
Thanks.
I like
it's
that
a great scene.
Lex just stays there stoic.
Yeah.
But at the end, he closes his eyes. Now, that was something I remember I wanted to do because I wanted you to know I still love my father and I hated what was happening. And so there's regret. And he closed. That's how the episode ends, with him just going, closing his eyes. And Lionel's off to prison, baby. Lionel is off to prison.
There's one slow motion thing where I grab Jonathan and he turns me around and throws me the other way. And if you notice, he's holding my belt of my pants. And that was John's thing. That's like, he knows how to do stunts. And so he's like, I'm just going to hold your belt here. And I was like, all right. And then that's how he's able to really get leverage on me and turn me. That was just something that,
wow,
you know, another bit
of
Snyder wisdom.
He knows
those
fights and Duke Boys and all that other shit. That's a vet. I remember specifically, they wouldn't let me point the gun at Lionel's face. They wanted me to point it down at his chest. The CW didn't want any gun facing the face. And that, to me, took away some of the intensity. Because who would do that? I don't know. In my mind, I want to be like, F you. I'm going to shoot your face off. And I wanted to do that. And they kept saying, nope, lower the gun. I do remember that. And it was a pressure. It was a pressure. And I assume it was a pressure on you to always keep a good body, to be working out. I mean, I know you got frustrated and there were some seasons or a season where you came back and you had gained weight and they're like, dude. But like, yeah. That's a lot of... You're not only on set every day, all day, learning lines, doing it, working 15 hours a day, but now you got to look good. How do you look good that many hours a day?
I'll be honest with you.
If you say it was natural, I'll kill you.
No, what I'm going to say is I, in talking with Natalie and hair, makeup, and wardrobe, I trusted that those guys would make adjustments. I couldn't be worried about it. You know what I mean? Like, I just couldn't. I never checked my makeup.
Good.
I never changed my hair. I was like, listen, you guys know how to do this. I don't know how to do this. I don't care about my shirt. Every once in a while, I'd say something to Steve, whatever. He'd go, ugh.
I was concerned about my makeup, not on my face, but on my head, because they put three layers of makeup on my head so you didn't see a hairline. And there was just some moments where I could see makeup and it takes you out of the scene. So I wanted to make sure that it looked good and the lighting was good, because I didn't want people to go... to not look at my performance and instead look at my
makeup.
Remember, folks,
always
hold on to Smallville. Talkville is brought to you by our patrons. Couldn't do this without you. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And that's why we have so much fun making fun of your handles. So here we go. Michael,
wait. Well, you got to tell them patreon.com/talkville to become a patron. Get your name shouted out. We love you and we can't do the show without you. You know that. Tom, take us away.
All right. Vicky G, Leanne P, Raj C, Santiago M, Little Lisa, Thomas, the Leaf Blower. Thank you for your question. Sophie M, Betsy D, Abby P, Ray H, Karen Apple M, Danielle B, 99 more, Lenani, rhymes with, just kidding. And Brett G, always hold on to Smallville. Esteban G, DJ Kento, Garrett W, and Kimberly L.
Tom and Jason W, Osama A, Lana rhymes with banana W, Nancy D, Brian G, Sarah W, YVR Grips, that's Vancouver Grips, Anna M, Amanda R, Teddy 127, Michael P, Theo M, Ryan R, Jordan M, Randy B, Craig G, Christy R, Karen P, Jerel, Heather and Greg, I'm A, Talkville, say butts, Brian H, Eric K, Kristen B, Nanine W, Stephanie K, Darth Achilles, Finky, early is on time.
Damn, who's that? Jeanette E, Deadvit, General Zod, Big D, Doug R, Carlos C, Tommy Z, Boston 68, Ken the Limerick Guy, Corey L, Mr. Home Arcade, Amanda K, Jesse C, Claire M, D Brown, Karenira M, Jules M, Eldon Supremo, Leslie V, Mick Burt, Ginger Moose, Christoph S, Michelle M, Drew, Marisol P.
Oh, well, how about that? Marisol P. And it's usually you, Michael Caine doesn't blink. Sebastian F, Sarah Puss, Cranky Pants, Matthew and Lincoln B, The Coopers, Marion Louise L, C, Geo. Marion, I sent you a package because it got sent back, but we just sent you another one, so hopefully you got that. I'm so sorry. C, Geo, Cindy C, Nikki L, Big Bash Bosh, Shannon Fofan and M, Tina E, Matt R, Jen T, Cassie R, Felicia R, Danny M, DS the RN, JS, Rachel D, Gingerous Prime, and Nate D. When you're rich, you aren't crazy, you're eccentric. Let's read the last ones.
Jonas One Brothers, Samantha S.
No, yeah,
Starkville's Derek.
Starkville's Derek.
Yeah, it's Samantha S.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Starkville's Derek. Spicy Brown says Carrie Ann, The Coopers, Darylee, Kyla, Charlene A. Spicy Chicken, Jenny B. Bunch of Images, Anna B. Lesson of Talkville. That's funny. Monica T. Tom H. What is that?
Jenna May.
Jenna Macy, Michelle M.
Heck yeah. We love you.
And, I can read a little bit.
Thanks for supporting us. We'll see you later.
Thank you.